The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads, so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Let's go around the league. There's a lot popping. Speaking of Luka, Raptors forward Juancho Hernan Gomez, a.k.a. Bo Cruz, got his first start in a long time the other night. And afterwards, he talked about his days back in Spain playing ball with Luka, actually. Juancho and his brother Willie became friends when Luka went to Spain to play as a 14-year-old. Apparently, they bonded over video games, like most young boys do, and hoops. Like most young boys do. Luka even got addicted, apparently, to their mother's home cooking. They asked him, "Hey, Bo Cruz, did you ever see Luka being this good?" And he said, "As soon as we knew him, he did things different than other kids. I didn't know he was going to be top one, top three in the world with guys like KD, LeBron, Giannis. We didn't know he was going to be that good. We thought he could be an all-star, but he did get way better, and I'm happy for him. He worked hard. He deserves it. He's a good kid." So it was clear Luka was special from the beginning. But even though, like, I even said this the other day, I think I was wrong with Luka. I think somebody put on Twitter, what NBA player were you most wrong about? I think it was probably Luka. I didn't think he was going to be this. Also, we'll talk about this on another day, but why isn't Luka getting the same criticism that James Harden got? A lot of the same attributes, a lot of the same players around, bunch of bums. Harden, selfish asshole, Luka needs more help. That'll get discussed in another day. But not even people who were around before Luka was Luka thought he would be Luka. There's an issue, though, that I've been wanting to complain about from some time. It's like baseball scheduling. I don't like it. NBA back-to-back baseball schedules. You know, like teams play twice or even three times in a four-day period. Something about that just grinds my gears. It makes me feel like I live in Groundhog Day. Makes me feel like I don't know whether today already happened or not. Props, though, to Popovich, because Greg Popovich said in his postgame presser last week what I find annoying about this. According to Spurs beat reporter Tom Osborne, Pop said he dislikes immensely consecutive games versus the same team because it, quote, thrusts you into a playoff atmosphere when you are really not geared up for that. Yeah, it's like a playoff game, even though it isn't. It's like a playoff atmosphere, even though guys aren't really scheming the same way as they would in the playoffs, and except for we get load management with star players sitting out because it's a back-to-back. It's just very dumb. It's annoying. I know that it cuts down the travel, but when you have to sit guys because it's a back-to-back, then it really just accomplishes the same thing. But, like, they can't guarantee also Embiid or Steph are going to play on the back end. So nobody really wants to see the Mavericks and the Hornets play twice in 2 days. We don't want to see that. We don't want to see that once in one day. So let's go back to the regular old schedule, even if it means, like, the Celtics have a home game on a Monday and play on Sacramento on a Wednesday. We need to get back to that. This MLB scheduling is awful.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
What the fuck, by the way, is going on with Gordon Hayward in Charlotte? Does anyone know? Because shit has hit the fan. In part, did you see this? Did anybody see this? Gordon Hayward's wife decided she was going to go on social media and blow up the team. Yeah. Yeah. She decided to spill the tea on social media, which is why I love her. So, turns out Hayward has a left shoulder fracture. Gordon Hayward getting hurt. It's like death, taxes, Gordon Hayward being injured. And according to Shams, is out indefinitely. There is no timetable for his return. Obviously, nobody's shocked about Gordon Hayward. He's been missing time, huge amounts of time, pretty much for the last 4 years. Pre-pandemic, Gordon Hayward wasn't even healthy. Post-pandemic, Gordon Hayward just has more kids, not healthy. Turns out that the Hornets reported that Hayward had a left shoulder contusion, which is not obviously the same as a left shoulder fracture. A contusion, for folks who aren't doctors, is a bruise. Yeah, it's a bruise. No, Gordon, you should go back out there. It's just a bruise. It's fucking broken! So Robin took to IG and blew up the team. She said, hey, he actually has a fractured scapula, and they had him play last game. That's why he couldn't move his arm in the last game. I'm going to stop here and not get into prior things. Narrator, she did not stop. She followed this up with a cup of delightful tea. Just to clarify, since the team doesn't say, it's a fracture in the shoulder, which is a broken bone. I'm over them not protecting players. Just was talking with the young player's mom, and she was saying the same thing. Oh, brother. You know, there's teams that we all think are not world-class organizations, and then you get out into the inside. You know, maybe you meet someone on another team, and you're like, hey, this team feels like it's really bad. And then they're like, oh, it's even worse than you think. That's the Charlotte Hornets. Charlotte isn't just the worst franchise in the NBA. I think it might be the worst in all of sports. And that is saying a lot, because we had a slumlord running an NBA team. We had, oh man, we've had some bad ones. And that's ran by Michael Jordan himself. And even though Gordon Hayward is one of the most injury-prone players in the league, like, that does not excuse the Charlotte Hornets for lying and saying that his fracture was a bruise to try to inflate his trade prospects, even if he is seriously hurt. Like, they just wanted him to go out there so they could move him. We're going to have to do a deep dive on Charlotte. This is fucking ridiculous. Newsflash. They're not going to like what I have to say.